Once upon a time.
Yeah.
There was. Oops.
Careful. Fell. It fell. It's not there anymore. Is it still recording?
Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
No.
What?
No, tell about the German guy going on his journey and on his little stick. No, I'm joking. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. There was a little girl named... Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Trina. What?
Stole it from Victoria's.
Oh, there's a Trina.
Tori's sister's name is Trina.
Oh,
there you go. Okay, go.
One time there was a little girl named Trina.
How do you not know that?
And she, decided she really loved Easter egg hunts. They were her most favorite time of the year. And she was sad that they only happened once a year.
I don't like Easter hunts, Trina.
You don't like Easter hunts?
Well, I like them, but I mean, they kind of make me nervous and anxious.
Why?
Running around looking for things. And then, like, what if we find them and then they, like somehow disappear or something?
I don't think that's worth worrying about.
And they're weird. You just hide them. And then for someone to find them, it's just really stupid. Anyways, Trina can like them if she wants to.
Trina was super into them. So, but she didn't want to do it just once a year. So she had an idea to integrate.
Halloween is practically an Easter hunt.
That's what I was going to say. She had an idea to integrate a hunt into every holiday. So, she started with Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh.
And she invented the world's first Valentine hunt. So
you look around for your Valentine.
Yes, you write Valentines for everyone, and then you hide them all over the place.
Oh, cards.
Yep. And then you walk around and have a big Valentine's hunt. People liked it. They thought it was a lot of fun. And then along came Queen Victoria Day.
Victoria Day, you mean?
Victoria
Day. Queen Victoria.
Yeah, it is for Queen Victoria. Mm. And she
did a firework hunt.
Yeah, a fireworks hunt. And that was a neat one, because when you found it, you were supposed to light it. So they were popping off from all the quarters of the park that she hid them all in. People really liked that one. It was very festive and exciting.
Oh.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Why are you moaning and groaning?
Because I just bumped my elbow against your elbow.
I see.
And it hurt.
Yes, people really love that one. That actually got a lot of attention for what she was trying to do. So she got to talk about it in the newspapers and even on TV about what her plan was to have more hunts involved in regular life. So
she must like scavenger hunts.
She just really does. It's really her jam. So yeah, she saw everybody getting excited about it, and she said, oh man, what other holidays will this work for? So she tried a hunt for Mother's Day and a hunt for Father's Day. And, what the parents would do would hide some of their own stuff around the property, and the kids have to try and find it. And then she got around to October, and she did a Halloween hunt. that she did at her parents' house. She hid the candies all over the property, the front yard, the backyard, and everything. And then the kid showed up. We just, she just put a sign up saying, all of the candy is here.
Chore time.
Find it if you dare.
Chore time. Who's doing what? Stick my head all weekend. Keep going.
Yeah. So, Halloween worked out really well. And so then she decided she was going to do it for the craziest of all, Christmas. She could get people to buy into a scavenger hunt Christmas, then she would change the whole way everybody does everything. So I explained,
what?
What? I'm tired.
What?
So yeah, Trina explained the rules about scavenger Christmas. All of your gifts, and even your stocking gifts, will be hidden all over your front lawn. Yeah, and you have to go and find them. It was a good idea at first, but there was a lot of snow out there, and some of the TVs and stuff just couldn't be hidden like that. But people worked around it, and they all did it, and they thought it was pretty fun. And they developed a great relationship with Trina. They were super excited with all of her hunts. And as she grew up, she decided that she thought maybe her favorite thing in the whole wide world was scavenger hunts. So she decided.
Scavenger hunts.
What?
You said scavenger hunts.
Yeah, that's what it basically is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Keep going. Discovered that her favorite thing in the world was scavenger.
Yeah, so she did her Christmas scavenger hunt and everybody loved it. Except for some of the gifts got a little waterlogged from sitting in the snow. But it worked. The whole world started doing scavenger hunts as part of other celebrations. She was so happy that was her favorite thing, and she felt like she had accomplished quite a bit. But she didn't come to the show, but
Daddy.
Uh-huh.
You didn't come to the show, but...
No, 7 minutes is up.
Daddy!
What?
You're too tired to tell the story.
I guess I am.
You just cut the 7 minutes.
I don't know what's happening. I'm dozing. But it's been 8 minutes somehow of rambles.